Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请我们翻到希伯来书。
Chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
We will just read three verses.
我们只读三节。
Verses 10, 11, and 12.
十、十一、十二节。
Because this is the covenant that I will covenant to the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, giving my law into their mind. I will write them also upon their hearts, and I will be to them for God, and they shall be to me for people.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them unto the great among them.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Because I will be merciful to their unrighteousnesses and their sins and their lawlessnesses, I will never remember anymore.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
And please will you turn to Philippians?
我们翻到腓立比书。
Chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章
Verse 21
第腓立比书第一章第二十一节
The first part
二十一节的头一部分
This is the declaration of the Apostle Paul
这是保罗的宣告
For me to live is Christ
因我活着就是基督。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, once again we gather together in thy name.
亲爱的主，我们再一次奉你的名聚集。
We thank thee for being so gracious and merciful to us.
我们实在感谢你，你对我们满了恩典与怜悯。
Again, again, thou hast gathered us together before thee.
你一再的聚集我们，聚在你的面前。
Lord, we do pray that thou will quicken each and every one of us.
我们求你苏醒我们每一个人。
Deliver us not only from our fatigue, but also from our complication.
救我们脱离我们一切的复杂与软弱
That we may be simple and open before thee
叫我们能够完全向你是赤目敞开的是单纯的
That thou art able to speak to us and reveal thy heart to us
以至于你能够向我们说话把你的心启示把你心意启示给我们
Lord, we pray that thou would deliver us from our complicated self.
我们求你救我们脱离我们自己的复杂。
And bring us into the simplicity that is of Christ.
把我们带到基督的单纯里面。
That we may be able to see in our hearts that it is Christ who lives in us.
以至于我们心中能够看到是基督活在我们里面。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Well, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
we do thank the Lord for gathering us together again this afternoon.
我们谢谢主再一次今天下午我们能够聚在一起。
Now, if you were there yesterday,
如果你昨天在这里的话
you know that our burden for this time is just one thing.
你知道我们这一次的负担只有一件事。
The new covenant is life and ministry.
讲到新约他的生命与执事。
We know from the word of God that out of the many covenants that God made with man,
在新约里面我们看到在神与人所立的这么多约里面
God mentioned especially two of them.
神特别的提到两个约
And these two covenants had much to do with us believers.
这两个约对我们信主的人都是非常有关系的
Even though they were given to the nation of Israel.
虽然这是给以色列人的。
And yet, we find that these two covenants actually show us how we live and how we serve.
但这两个约都告诉我们我们应该如何的活如何的侍奉。
I think it is common knowledge that we are today not living under the old covenant.
我想这我们都已经知道今天我们不再活在旧约的底下。
Today, we as believers, we have been delivered from the old covenant of law.
今天信主的人已经从旧约的律法底下被拯救出来。
And he has translated us into the new covenant of grace.
他已经把我们迁到新约的恩典底下。
And it is under the new covenant that God wants us to live and to serve.
在新约的底下，神要我们今天这样来生活，这样来侍奉。
Now, yesterday, we share briefly on what is the new covenant.
昨天我们简单的交通到什么是新约。
The new covenant as we found in Hebrews chapter 8.
在希伯来书八章里面这里讲到新约。
And also we find it in Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们也在耶利米三十一章里面看到。
It is very simple.
这是非常的简单。
We call it the covenant of grace.
我们讲到这是恩典的约。
Because it does not say thou shalt and thou shalt not.
因为那里没有说你们不可，你们当做什么。
On the contrary, God said, I will and I will.
而特别相反的讲到说，神说我要，我要。
If it's thou shalt and thou shalt not, we know that it is law.
如果说你不可做这个，你当做这个，我们知道这是律法。
And the responsibility.Actually, lie upon us.
责任是落在我们这一边。
Whether we are able to do it or we are not able to fulfill it.
不管我们说我们能做或者我们不能够达到。
But when we come to the new covenant, we call it the covenant of grace.
但在新约的里面，我们说这是恩典之约。
It is an unconditional.Covenant.
这是一个没有条件的约。
That is to say, God does not demand anything from us.
就是说神没有要求我们做什么。
And then he will do something.
然后他才做。
But he doesn't require us to do anything.
他不需要我们做任何的事情。
On the contrary, he consistently say, I will, I will,And I will.
而相反的，神说我要，我要，我要做这个。
So that is the reason why we call it the covenant of grace.
这就是为什么我们说这是恩典的约。
Grace is what God will do.
恩典乃是神做。
Law is what we must do.
律法乃是我们要去做。
It has been proven that we cannot do the will of God.
我们已经被证明我们行不出神的旨意。
So our God be so gracious and say now I will do it for you.
所以神非常带着恩典地说我要替你们做。
Now this is grace.
这是恩典。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how are we going to receive grace?
我们如何的能够得恩典呢?
You remember in Ephesians chapter 2,
我们记得在以弗所二章的里面,
the Apostle Paul describes how once we were under sins and transgressions.
保罗说我们过去如何是活在罪跟过犯当中。
Outwardly, we were following the fashion of this world.
外面我们是随从今世的风俗。
But actually, we were under the control of the power of darkness.
但其实我们是活在空中掌权者黑暗势力的底下。
How we live according to our flesh.
我们如何按着肉体而活?
We became enemies of God.
我们就成为与神为敌。
But thank God for His mercy.
感谢神因着他的怜悯。
How He provided grace for us.
他为我们预备了恩典。
So the Bible said, you are saved by grace through faith.
圣经告诉我们说,你们是因着信而蒙恩的。
This is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11.
这是以弗所二章十节十一节。
You are saved by grace.
你们是因着恩典而蒙恩。
But how?
如何怎么得到的呢?
How are you going to receive grace?
你们是怎么样来得到恩典的呢?
The Bible shows us the only way that you can receive grace is through faith.
圣经告诉我们，我们唯一的方法能够得到恩典，乃是因着信。
And this faith is not from you.
这个信不是你有的。
It is the work of God.
乃是神所做的。
Therefore, there is nothing we can boast of.
所以我们就没有什么可以自夸。
Brothers and sisters, what is faith?
弟兄姊妹，什么是信心？
We often hear such term as so-and-so lives by faith.
我们经常说某某人是凭信心而生活。
Now when you hear it, what does it mean?
当你听到的时候，这是什么意思呢？
Probably you mean, well, this is a person who does not live by any profession of his own, but he lives by God.
也就是这个人不是靠他什么专业来生活，乃是他是靠神来生活的。
Now, brothers and sisters, may I ask you a question?
弟兄姊妹，我愿意问你一个问题。
If living by faith is, living by faith is limited to those who depend their living by God.
如果凭信而活的，就是那一些依靠神来生活的人吗?
Then, what are you going to live?
那你们是凭什么而活呢?
By what are you living your Christian life?
你是凭什么来过你基督徒生活呢?
If you are not living by faith, how do you live by grace?
如果你不是凭信而活,你怎么能够凭恩典而活呢?
I think that is the reason why we find we have problems.
这也是为什么我们有很多的难处。
Because we are not living by faith.
因为我们不是凭信而活。
And if you are not living by faith, how can you receive grace?
如果你不是凭信而活,你怎么能够得到恩典呢?
If you are not able to receive grace, then how do you really live?
如果你没有办法得到恩典，那你怎么能够活呢?
I think it is evident you are living by yourself.
这就证明你是凭自己而活。
You are living by your own work.
你是按着你的行为而活。
And you are trying to be a good Christian.
你尝试做一个好的基督徒。
Now that is the reason why we find ourselves got into trouble.
这也是为什么我们自己就带来这么多的难处。
So first of all, I will emphasize this.
首先我特别要注重的。
If the new covenant is the covenant of grace,
如果新约乃是恩典之约的话,
then the only way you can have New Testament life, New Covenant life is through faith.
你唯一能够过新约的生活的乃是因着信。
Now, what is faith?
信是什么呢?
It is something that we work out by ourselves.
是我们自己在那里做出来的吗?
Now, how often when we are faced with the situation,
经常当我们面对这样的光景的时候,
and we know that we need faith.
我们说我们需要信心。
So how do we do it?
那我们怎么做呢?
We say to ourselves, I believe, I believe, and I believe.
我们就自己说我信我信我信。
Now you try to work out faith.
你好像在那里制造信心。
But you know it's not workable.
但你知道这是行不通的。
You cannot hypnotize yourself.
你不能在那里像自己催眠一样。
And then that you got faith.
然后你就有信心了。
It's false.
这是错误的。
It's not operative.
这是假的，这是行不通的。
So what is faith?
那信心是什么呢？
I think in the whole Bible,The clearest way of explaining faith is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
在整卷圣经里面最清楚讲到什么是信心的乃是在希伯来书十一章第一节。
Now, will you please turn to it?
请我们翻到希伯来书十一章第一节。
I'm reading from the David's version.
我是从大比的翻译本来说的。
Now, David's version will never be popular.
大比的翻译本好像不是非常的普遍。
The reason is he's tried to be accurate and he sacrificed fluency.
因为他是要非常的准确而在那里牺牲了一些通顺的文字。
But I think this is a better translation.
但我认为这是一个比较好的翻译本。
So now I will read it from the David's Bible.
所以我从大比的翻译本来读。
Now faith,
信
is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信是所见之事的实底，或者是显实，是未见之事的确据。
What is faith?
信是什么?
It's a faith. It's the substantiating.
信心乃是一个事情的显实。
It is not saying it is the substance.
不是说它是那件东西。
It is the power to make that substance real and living to you.
信乃是那个能力把那件事显为真实。
There is something you hope for.
有一件事你在那里盼望。
There is a substance there.
有一些事情，有一个东西在那里。
But faith is a power to make that substance into your experience.
信乃是使这一件的事实成为你的经历。
For instance, there is a piano here.
那里有一个钢琴。
Now a piano is a substance.
钢琴是一件的东西。
Now you enter into this building.
当你进到这个房子里面。
How do you know there is a piano there?
你怎么知道那里有一台钢琴呢?
Because you have eyes.
因为你有眼睛。
If a blind person comes into the room,
如果瞎眼的人进到这里来,
he cannot see this piano.
他看不到这一台钢琴。
Now it doesn't mean because he cannot see it, it is not there.
并不说他看不见 钢琴就不存在。
But he cannot experience the piano.
因为他不能够经历钢琴的存在。
Now, of course, when he's playing, that he could.
当然，当弹的时候，他就知道。
But so far as the eyesight is concerned,
从眼睛啊视线来说
，he does not have the power of substantiating a substance.
他没有那个能力把这件事情当为是实体。
And because he cannot see it, so he said there is no piano.
因为他看不见，他就说哦。没有钢琴。
And we who have eyes will say now, the piano is there, but you don't have the power to substantiate the substance.
你会告诉他，钢琴是在那里，你没有能力把它显实在你的心中。
Or suppose you go on a travel.
或者你出去旅行。
And you can see the mountains and the river.
你可以看到大山，可以看到河川。
You can see all these sceneries.
你可以看到各样的景色。
Now these sceneries are always there.
这些的风景一直都在那里。
But how can you appreciate it?
你怎么能够欣赏到呢？
It is only because you can see these things.
是因为你能够看见这些的东西。
You substantiate these substance into yourself.
你就把这些的东西显实在你自己的里面。
So it becomes real to you.
所以就这些事情对你来讲就成为真实。
So, this is what faith is.
这就是信的意义。
Here is a substance.
这里有一件的实物。
Now what is the substance?
这个实。这个东西是什么呢？
The substance is the finished work of Christ on Calvary's cross.
这一件的事实乃是耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
当我们的主在十字架上被钉的时候，
something real has been accomplished.
在那里有一件事实成就了。
Because there, the power of sin was broken.
因为在那里，罪的权势被打碎。
There, the punishment of sin has been removed away.
在那里，罪的惩罚给挪开了。
There, a new life has been released.
在那里，一个新的生命给释放出来。
Brothers and sisters, these are accomplished facts.
这乃是已经成就了的事实。
Before God, this is substance.
在神的面前，这是一个事实。
Spiritual substance.
是属灵的事实。
You know, spiritual substance is more real than physical substance.
你知道属灵的实物是比物质的实物更真实。
Because physical substance passes away.
因为物质的东西会过去。
But spiritual substance is forever.
属灵的实物乃是存到永远。
So what Christ has done on Calvary's cross.
所以主基督在十字架上所做成的。
When he said it is finished.
当他说成了的时候。
We know that salvation is finished.
我们知道救恩成就。
Everything has been done.
都成就了。
You cannot add anything to it.
你不能够再加任何的一点一滴。
Now the problem is.
问题在。
How can that substance become your experience.
这一件的事实如何能够成为你的经历？
If you only know it mentally.
如果你只是在头脑里面知识。
Because you have heard people told you there is a piano.
因为你好像听别人说那里有一台钢琴。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
even though you know it and what you know is right.
虽然你知道，而且你知道这件事情是一件对的事情。
But it does not operate in your experience.
但是在你经历的里面没有任何的实行。
But one day,
有一天，
when the Holy Spirit opens your inner eye,
当圣灵开启了你心眼的时候，
He gives you faith.
他把信心给你。
Immediately you find you see it and it begins to work in your life.
你马上你就看见，而且这件事情在你生命的里面活出来。
It is the conviction of the things unseen.
是未见之事的实据。
Something that you haven't seen with your naked eyes.
用你的肉眼你还没有见到的。
But with your inner eye, you have already seen it.
但是用你心中的眼睛，你已经看见了。
You know it is a substance.
你知道这是一个实体。
You know it is real.
你知道这是真实的。
And you really enjoy it.
你实在在那里能够享用它。
Now, this is what faith is.
这乃是信心的实义。
So faith has a base.
信心有一个根据。
Faith is not something.Fluid.
圣经信心不是这样流跑来跑去的。
Faith is based on reality.
信心乃是根据实际的。
And faith is the power to make that reality your own experience.
信心乃是那个能力把这一个事实变成你的经历。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How are you going to live a new covenant life?
你如何能够过新约的生活呢？
That life is already there.
那个生命已经在那里。
Christ has already finished his work.
基督已经完成了他的作为。
But how can you live that kind of life?
你如何能够活出这样的生命？
You have to have faith.
你需要信心。
Because faith is the author and finisher of faith, of substance.
因为我们的主乃是那信心创始成终者。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I think what we find problem here is on this matter of faith.
今天我们的难处是在信心的上面。
We are being distracted, thinking that we are not living by faith.
我们被一些事情来搅扰，以为我们不是凭信而活。
Only a few special ones live by faith.
只有某一些特殊的弟兄才是凭信而活。
But brothers and sisters, this is a wrong application.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个错误的观念。
I think we need, every one of us need to realize.
我们每一个人都需要知道。
The reason why today our Christian life is not lived in the old new covenant.
为什么我们今天基督徒的生活没有活出新约的实际？
It is because we do not live by faith.
因为我们不是凭信而活。
Every believer lives by faith.
每一个信主的人都是凭信而活。
By faith it simply means it is not by your own work.
凭信乃是说你不是靠你自己的作为。
It is by relying on the accomplished work of Christ.
乃是依靠基督所成就的事实。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We need to correct our concept.
我们需要调整我们的观念。
We need to see that every one of us live by faith.
我们需要看见我们每一个人都是凭信而活。
And by faith it simply means we live by grace.
凭信乃是说我们是凭恩典而活。
And by grace it simply means it is not I, but it is Christ who lives in me.
凭恩典乃是说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Now I hope this is clear with everyone on you.
我希望弟兄姊妹每个人都非常的清楚。
Now we will go to the application.
我们现在要讲如何的实行。
We already know whatThe new covenant is.
我们已经知道新约是什么了。
But now we want to know how to live according to the new covenant.
我们现在要讲我们怎么样来活出新约的生活。
We have already said that the new covenant is very simple.
我们已经讲了新约是非常的简单。
Only three articles.
只有三个条文。
You know, when you read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
，and you look in the tabernacle in the wilderness，
我们在旷野里面，我们看到会幕
，because the tabernacle is the means by which God lives with His people，
因为神要借着会幕而住在他百姓的当中。
Now the tabernacle is of three divisions。
会幕分为三部分。
And if you read Exodus,
如果你读出埃及记的话
you will find, first of all, it's mentioned about the holiest of all.
首先我们看到这里讲到至圣所。
And there you find the ark.
那里有约柜。
There the presence of God rests.
神的同在停留在那里。
And there God spoke.With his people.
神在那里向他的百姓说话。
But then you have the holy place.
然后我们看到有圣所。
The holy place where the priests serve.
祭司在圣所里面侍奉。
They will light the candlesticks.
他们在那里点灯。
They will put on the showbread.
他们那里摆设陈设饼。
And they will burn incense or the golden altar incense.
他们在金香炉那里烧香。
This is where they serve God.
这是他们是如此的在那里侍奉神。
And then you have the outer court.
然后还有外院。
The outer court only have two things.
外院里面只有两件事。
You have the brazen altar.
那里有祭坛。
And where they offer sacrifices.
在那里献祭。
And also, the laver.
然后还有洗桌盆。
Where the priest will wash your hand, their hands and feet before they serve.
祭司在那里洗手洗脚，在他们侍奉之前。
That is the order you find given in Exodus.
这是在出埃及记里面给我们看到的次序。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
as we said before.
我们以前讲过
This is God's order.
这是神的次序。
It is from God's eternal purpose gradually coming to the forgiveness of our sins.
是从神原本的旨意开始一直到我们的罪得赦免。
But so far as our experience goes,
但从我们的经历上来说
it is just the reverse.
正好是相反的次序。
In other words, you first go to the outer court.
你首先是来到外院。
And there you offer at the brazen altar.
你在铜祭坛那里献祭。
And because you are a priest serving God, you wash at the brazen laver.
因为你是祭司要侍奉神，所以你在洗桌盘那里要洗手。
And after that you are able to go into the holy place.
然后你能够进到圣所。
Where you do your service.
在那里尽职。
But The holiest of all, only the high priest once a year could go in.
至圣所只有大祭司一年一次可以进入。
And he has to bring the blood and the incense into it.
他要带着血，带着香进去。
And then he will quickly retreat it.
然后他要进去，然后马上要退出来。
Because in the Old Testament time, the Way to the holiest of all was not yet open.
因为在旧约进到至圣所这条路还没有被打开。
But in the New Covenant, New Testament,
但是在新约的里面
we find that because the veil has been rent.
因为新约那个幔子已经裂开。
When Christ died on Calvary's cross outside of Jerusalem,
当我们的主耶稣基督在加威的十字架上被钉死的时候
In Jerusalem in the temple God rent the veil
耶路撒冷圣殿里面的幔子从上而灭
It shows that the way to the holiest is now open
告诉我们进到至圣所的路打通了
So when we talk about experience
当我们讲到经历的时候
How do we experience New Covenant life
我们怎么样能够经历新约的生命
We will start from the outer court into the holiest of all.
我们要从外院一直进到至圣所。
The outer court has much to do with the matter of justification.
外院是讲到我们如何被称为义。
The temple, the outer temple part of the temple speaks of holiness.
在圣殿的外面是讲到如何的成圣。
It has something related to sanctification.
是讲到如何的成圣。
And then in the holiest of all, you have glorification.
在圣所的里面是讲到成圣，至圣所是讲到得荣耀。
Because God's purpose for man is we may be glorified.
因为神在我们身上的旨意乃是叫我们得荣耀。
And by glorify means that we will be like him.
得荣耀乃是说我们要像他。
So let's go from our experience viewpoint.
所以从我们经历的角度上我们来看一下。
Now of course, we already know some of it.
当然我们对这些事情有一点点的了解。
Because once we were dead in sins and transgressions.
因为我们本来死在罪恶过犯当中。
And when our conscience was awakened.
当我们的良心给苏醒过来的时候。
Especially when we met something very special.
特别是当我们遇到一些很特殊的东西。
For instance, there was a story.
比如说有一个故事说。
About an atheist.
说到一个无神论者。
He did not believe in God.
他不信有神的。
And he was lecturing to people.
他在那里演讲。
And it happened that a missionary was there.
正好有一个宣教士在那里。
So after his lecture,
所以当他讲完他的演讲之后
the missionary said, may I say something?
那个宣教士说我可以讲几句话吗
He said yesterday in the wilderness.
他说昨天在旷野的里面
I heard a cry of help, help.
我听到有人在这里喊救命啊救命啊
God help me.
神啊你救我吧
So I ran to the place.
所以我就跑到那里
And I saw a person was drowning.
我看到有一个人快被淹死了。
So I pulled him out.
所以我就把他救上来。
Who is this man?
这个人是谁呢?
This is the one who is lecturing.
这个就是昨天就是现刚才在那里这个无神论者演讲的那一位。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when your conscience was awakened,
当你的良心苏醒的时候
You will cry to God for mercy.
你在那里向神呼喊说救命啊怜悯我
Because you know you cannot face him.
因为你知道你不能面对神
You will be condemned.
因为你要被定罪
Now how can we be delivered?
我们如何的能够被拯救
How can we be saved?
我们如何能够得拯救
Of course, we try to do something good.
当然我们要做一些好的事情。
If we accumulate merits,
我们能够积善积德。
Then we may be able to go to heaven after we die.
那我们死了以后呢有可能能够上天堂。
And according to Catholic teaching,
根据天主教的教导
there are a few saints who have more merits than they needed.
有一些的圣人呢他们所积的善呢是超过他们所需要的。
So you can pray to them and ask them to share some merits to you.
所以你可以向这些圣人祈祷呢他可以分一点这个功德给你。
That will get you out quicker in purgatory.
那就叫你能够从炼狱里面早点出来。
Now of course all this is nonsense.
当然这都是胡说八道。
We know that there's only one way that our sins can be forgiven.
因为我们知道只有一条路我们的罪能够得到赦免
And that is according to the new covenant
那乃是根据新约
The Lord said I will forgive your sins and I will not remember them anymore
主说我要宽恕他们的不义不再纪念他们的罪愆
So I believe brothers and sisters we all have experience of it
我相信我们每一位弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历
Now if you don't
如果你还没有这样经历
Then I will advise you to do it right away
我就希望你马上要相信
There is no salvation aside from Christ Jesus
因为除了基督耶稣之外没有别的拯救
His blood is the only way for your forgiveness
他的血乃是唯一能够叫你的罪得赦免的。
Now, you are saved.
如今你得救了。
Now after you are saved,
当你得救之后
I want to ask you how do you feel?
我就问你你觉得怎么样
Of course, you feel good.
当然你觉得非常好
You feel thankful to the one who saved you.
你去感谢那个救你的人
And you want to do something that will please him.
你要做一些的事情讨他的喜悦。
Now, before you believe in the Lord Jesus, you can do no good.
当你信主以前，你什么善事都不能做。
But because all your righteousness is all as filthy rags.
因为你的义就好像破烂的衣服一样。
But now you are saved.
但如今你得救了。
So he expects you to do something good.
所以你应该活出一些义来。
Expect you to please God.
就你应该能够活出来讨神喜悦。
And you do want to please God.
你实在愿意讨神的喜悦。
Maybe in the first few months, you actually are riding in the air.
所以头几天你好像活在空中一样。
But gradually, you begin to fall down.
但是不知不觉慢慢的你就摔下来了。
The way of life you live, the old way of life began to return to you.
然后你以前那些生活的习惯就再出现在你的身上。
You are not living by the life of Christ.
你不是根据基督的生命而活。
You are saved.
你已经得救了。
But a saved person still live by the power of his old life.
但一个得救的人仍然会根据他旧生命来活。
Your mentality is still, I will, I will, I will.
你的心思态度乃是我要我要我要。
I will do it.
我要这样做。
Before I was saved, I couldn't do it.
我得救以前我做不来。
Now I can do it.
现在我行了。
But by what life?
你靠着什么生命
？By the new life of Christ in you.
是靠着你里面基督那新生命而行吗
？Or still by the old Adamic life in your soul?
还是依靠你魂里面亚当那个旧生命而活呢
？You do not know.That not only your sins, the past sins are forgiven.
你不清楚，你不单单你的罪得着赦免。
You do not know that even the power of sin has been broken on the Calvary's cross.
你还不知道，罪的权势在加勒的十字架上已经把它粉碎了。
And because you do not know it,
因为你不晓得。
So you still continue to live your old life.
所以你仍然过你以前生活的样式。
And you find you fail, fail, fall again.
你就看到你失败、失败一再的堕落。
Instead of joyous life,
你应该过喜乐的生活。
You live a very miserable life.
但你如今过在一个非常痛苦的生活。
Formerly, when you sin, you are glad.
以前你犯罪，你就有罪中之乐。
But now, if you sin, you are grieved.
但如今你犯罪，你会觉得悲伤、叹息。
But you cannot do what you want to do.
但是你想做的，你做不出来。
And you always do what you don't want to do.
而你做的都是你不愿意做的。
Oh, wretched man, who can deliver me from this body of death?
我这个可怜的人，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Isn't that our experience？
这岂不是我们的经历吗
？Long ago, I met a man。
很久以前我遇到一个人。
He was a famous Chinese Christian。
他是一个出名的中国基督徒。
That was at my time。
这是在我那个时代。
He was a very moral person.
他是一个道德水平很高的人。
So at that time, there was a movement called Oxford Group Movement.
当时有一个所谓的牛津运动。
It is not the Oxford Movement.
不是那一个牛津运动。
That is a return to Catholicism.
那一个牛津运动是归回到天主教里面。
It is Oxford Group Movement.
是牛津的 成长运动。
And in fact, later on they changed the name to Moral Rearmament Movement.
最后后来他们就成为道德重整的运动。
And in China, lots of upper class Christians joined that movement.
在那个时代，在中国，许多上等社会的基督徒都参与了这个运动。
Because that movement emphasized absolute.
因为那一个运动特别注重要绝对
absolute purity.
要绝对的纯净。
Everything is to be absolute.
每一样都要非常的绝对。
And this man joined that group.
这一个人就参加了这个运动。
But during the wartime,
在打仗的时候
，I met him in Chongqing.
我在重庆遇见他。
He is in my father's class.
他是在跟我父亲是同班的。
But I mean, we know each other.
所以我们都认识的。
So he began to tell me.
所以他就对我讲
，How he was bothered by his sins.
他就说他如何的因着他自己的罪恶而被受困扰。
Because according to the Oxford Group Movement,
因为根据牛津成长运动里面所说的
，You have to live such a pure life.
你们要过那样纯净的生活。
Everything must be confessed.
每一个罪都要认得清楚。
And he did it again and again.
他一再的在那里认罪。
But when he was physically weak,
当他身体非常软弱的时候
all his past sins would come back.
哦，他所有以前的罪都跑回来了。
And he had to confess again.
所以他再一次要认罪。
There was no peace in his heart.
所以在他的心中没有安息。
I tried to help him.
我尝试的去帮助他。
I tried to tell him the efficacy of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我就告诉他耶稣基督宝血的有功效。
How the Lord said He will forgive our sins.
主如何的告诉我们他赦免我们一切的罪。
And He will remember it no more.
他不再纪念我们一切的罪愆。
Why do you just get all these things back?
你就应该把这些东西都忘记背后。
They're all under the blood.
这都是在宝血遮盖的底下了。
But He couldn't do that.
但他做不来。
His sins bothered Him.
他的罪在那里困扰他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I wonder if this is your case.
我不知道你们有没有这种的光景。
And this is because you do not live by grace through faith.
因为你没有活在信心的底下，没有活在恩典当中。
It is true, God does not want us to sin.
当然，神不要我们犯罪。
He is able to deliver us from the power of sin.
他能够救我们脱离罪恶的权势。
But if we sin,
如果我们犯了罪
we have an advocate with the Father.
我们在父面前有一位中保
the righteous one.
是那义者
and he will forgive our sin.
他要赦免我们的罪
not only forgive, but he forgets.
不单单是赦免我们的罪而且他是不再纪念忘记我们的罪。
Now, if he forgets, why do you remember?
如果他已经不记得你的罪，你为什么还记得？
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
in our walk with the Lord,
当我们跟随主的日子
whenever we fall,
我们什么时候我们有跌倒
do not lie there,
不要在那里爬不起来
or roll back to the beginning.
哦，又跑回原路。
Stand up，
站起来。
Confess your sin，
认你的罪。
Trust the blood of the Lord Jesus，
相信主耶稣基督宝血的功效。
And go on with the Lord，
然后与主一同向前行。
And that is new covenant life，
这是新约的生活。
Now, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，We not only have this problem of sin。
我们不单单有这个罪的问题。
We have another problem.
我们还有一个问题。
And that is a problem of light.
就是光的问题。
Now I'm saved.
如今我得救了。
I want to do the will of God.
我要行神的旨意。
But how do I know it is the will of God?
但我怎么能够知道这是神的旨意呢？
Now this is the second article in the new covenant.
这乃是新约里面第二条的条文。
And there we are told.
在这里告诉我们。
Verse 11.
第十一节，八章十一节。
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord.
你们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说你该认识主。
Now the word know here,
这里这个认识
is an objective knowing.
是一个客观的认识。
That is to say, you know it by being instructed.
也就是说你认识是因为有人教导你。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时代
They do not have the Holy Spirit in them.
他们里面没有圣灵。
So how do they know the will of God?
他们如何能够知道神的旨意呢?
They have to be taught.
所以他们要被教导。
The priest will teach them.
祭司教导他们。
And when they are taught, now they know.
他们受教的时候,他们就认识了。
But their knowledge of God is objective.
但是他们对神的认识乃是客观的。
It is not something from within.
不是从里面出来的。
It is a knowledge that comes from outside.
这乃是一个从外面得到的知识。
Now if a knowledge comes from outside,
如果一个从外面得到的知识,
it may give you some knowledge, but there is no power within it.
可能给你一些的知识,但它里面这个知识没有带着能力。
So knowledge, instead of saving you, knowledge will kill you.
这个知识不单只没有拯救你，而且把你杀死。
That is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这乃是分别知识善恶树的果子。
Knowledge is good.
知识是好的。
But if there is no life there,
但如果里面没有生命，
it kills you.
是把你杀死。
Now that is the old covenant.Knowledge.
这是旧约的知识。
Isn't it true when you are a young Christian?
哦，当你初信主的时候，是不是这样呢？
As you are walking with the Lord.
当你与主同行的时候，
You sometimes find difficult to know what is the will of God.
你经常发现不太容易明白什么是神的旨意。
So what will you do?
那你怎么办呢？
The easiest thing is ask somebody.
最容易的就是问别人嘛。
Somebody who is more advanced in knowledge than you are.
就有人比你更有知识的，去问他们。
When we consider it's a good gesture.
我们觉得这样是一个好的方法。
If you don't ask anybody as if you know everything.
因为如果你不去问呢，就以为你什么都知道了。
So as a young people, you try to be humble.
所以作为一个年轻人，你学习谦卑。
And you ask some older ones, now, can I do that?
你就问问年长的，我可以做这个事吗？
Can I go there?
我能够去那里吗？
And...If you do, you find there are plenty of teachers around.
如果你这样问的话，有很多人在那里愿意做老师啊。
I often say every Christian is a theologian.
我说每一个基督徒啊，都好像是一个神学家。
Because as we read the Bible, we try to explain it.
因为当我们读圣经，我们就用我们的头脑来解释。
So you expect people to ask you.
所以你也希望别人来问你。
And you're glad to be a teacher.
你很愿意做老师。
And if you are a good student,
如果你是个好学生,
after you have been taught,
你受过一些教导,
all right, you try to do it.
行了，你就可以来。
Or you try not to do it.
或者你说哦，我不应该这样做。
It seems as if the problem is solved.
好像问题就解决了嘛。
But may I ask you one question?
但我请问你一个问题。
Is there any personal contact with God?
你经过这件事情与神有没有一点接触呢
？You may be taught right.
你可能受了对的教导。
And you may follow right.
你可能走的路也是对的。
But there is no personal contact with God.
但在这个过程里面，你没有与神有亲身的交通。
And if that is the case,
如果是这种光景
，your spiritual life doesn't grow a bit.
你属灵的生命一点成长都没有。
Because your Christian walk is an outward walk, not an inward walk.
因为你基督徒的的生活乃是一个外面的生活，而不是里面的跟从。
You may be correct, but it is not spiritual.
你可能做对了事，但这不是属灵的。
So in the new covenant time, what will you do?
在新约的时代，你要怎么做呢？
And it is said, you don't need to do it in the outward way.
你不需要从外面做外面的东西。
Because all shall know me in themselves.
因为他们从小至大的都必认识我。
Strangely,
很奇怪的。
In the new covenant, we find there is a knowledge that is within you.
在新约的里面，你发现你里面有一个认识。
And the know here is different from the first know.
这第二个认识跟第一个认识是不一样的一个字。
The first know is a mental knowledge.
头一个认识是你头脑上面的知识。
It comes from outside.
是从外面来的。
But this know is experiential knowledge.
这个认识乃是有经历的认识。
It is what Bible call epignosis.
这个字在希腊文是 epignosis 这个字。
The full knowledge of God.
是神就真知道。传辈的认识。
It is an inward knowledge.
是乃是从里面的认识。
It is an intuitive knowledge.
是从直觉里面的认识。
And you find that it begins from the little one to the great one.
你就发现从最小的到至大的。
As soon as you are saved,
当你得救之后，
your spirit is renewed.
你的灵被更新了。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit.
圣灵就住在你的灵里面。
Why does the Holy Spirit dwells in you?
为什么圣灵住在你里面？
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
在约翰一书第二章二十八节那里告诉我们。
It says you have the anointing within you.
因为在里面有恩膏住在你们里面。
And an anointing is teaching you.
那个恩膏在那里凡事上教导你。
And he teaches you all things.
说在凡事上教训你们。
Big things and small things.
大事小事。
And if you listen to the anointing within you.
如果你们能够听你里面恩膏的教训。
You abide in Christ.
你就能够住在基督里面。
Now how can I abide in Christ?
我如何能够住在主里面呢？
I know I am in Christ.
我知道我在基督里。
But how can I live permanently in Christ?
但我如何能够长久地住在基督里面呢？
It's very simple.
很简单。
Listen to the teaching of the anointing within you.
听你里面恩膏的教训。
Whatever he says to you makes you abide in Christ.
他说的一切都叫你能够住在基督里。
If you do not listen to the anointing within you,
如果你不听里面恩膏的教训，
then in your experience, you are not living in Christ.Instead, you have come out.
在你的经历上，你就没有住在主里面，而是你跑到主之外。
So this is the way that we know the will of God.
这是我们认识神旨意的一条路。
Now, if this is the case,
如果是如此的话，
let's throw all the teachers out of the window.
我们就把这些教师都轰出去。
I have to jump out of the window.
那我也要到从窗口跳出去了。
You don't need me.
因为你不需要我。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
your soul is so precious to God.
你的魂神是这样的看重。
He will not trust you to anybody.
他不肯把你交给任何其他的人。
He himself will take off you. took care of you.
他自己亲自来照管你们。
It is by the working of the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵的工作。
But where are the teachers?
那教师在哪里呢
？The Bible mentioned teachers.
因为在圣经里面提到有教师。
Remember,
请记得
，teachers are not to govern your life.
教师不是在那里管制你的生活。
They are only there either to correct or to confirm.
他们在那里或者是纠正或者是在那里验证你的生活。
The Lord has already spoken to you.
主已经向你说了话。
But you are not clear.
但你不清楚。
So you need others to confirm it.
所以你需要有他人来验证。
Because you are still young.
因为你仍然年幼。
You may be wrong.
你会犯错误。
So you need to be corrected.
所以你需要被矫正。
Now these are the works of the teachers.
这乃是教师需要做的。
But you are in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
但是你是在圣灵的手中。
Because you are too precious.
因为你在神来讲是太宝贵了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
there is left another question.
这个还有另外一个问题。
I know it.
我知道啊。
But I don't have the power to do it.
但是我没有力量来行出来。
Just like the Apostle Paul said.
就好像使徒保罗说。
I know what is the will of God.
我知道神的旨意。
In Romans 7.
在罗马书第七章那里告诉我们。
But I do not have the power to do it.
但是我没有力量来活出来。
Oh, wretched man that I am.
哦、oh, 我真是苦啊。
Who can deliver me?
谁能够救我
In the following verse 25.
在七章第二十五节那里告诉我们说
Thank God through Jesus Christ.
说感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
So here you find the number one article.
这里你就看到第一条的条文。
Verse 10.
是希伯来书八章第十节。
God said, I will write my law. In your mind.
他说我要将我的律法放在你的心思上面。
I will inscribe it in your heart.
我要把它写在刻在你的身心上。
I will be your God.
我要做你的神。
And you will be my people.
你们要做我的子民。
You remember in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant.
你记得在旧约的里面。
God said, you be my people. And then I will be your God.
神说你们要先做我的子民然后我才做你们的神。
If you keep my commandment,
如果你们遵守我的诫命
you will be my people.
你们就是我的子民。
And then I will be your God.
然后我就是做你们的神。
But in the new covenant, it's the reverse.
但是在新约次序调过来。
He said, I will be your God.
他说我要做你们的神。
And then you will be my people.
你们要做我的子民。
In other words,
换句话说
He will do it for you.
他替我们做。
He is the power of life.
他是生命的大能。
You cannot do it.
你们活不出来。
But He will do it for you.
他替你活。
Now, let me just use a story to make it clear.
我要讲一个故事把它说清楚。
There was a man greatly used by God.
有一位神所大用的仆人。
He was connected with Keswick Convention.
他是跟开西聚会有关的。
He was a speaker there.
他是开西的讲员。
And one of the important person there.
是在那一个重要的一个讲员。
He was prebendary where Pablo.
他是 prebendary where Pablo.
Once he was on vacation.
有一次他度假的时候。
He brought his children to the sea coast.
他带他的孩子到海边。
And while they were vacationing,
当他们度假的时候
his little girl got sick.
他的小女儿生病了。
And died.
死了。
He took the body back to England.
他把他 的尸体带回英国
，buried her，
把她埋了。
And it was Saturday，
那是星期六。
On Sunday he had to speak to his people，
星期天他要对他的弟兄姊妹们讲道。
So he was in his study，
所以他在那里预备
，waiting upon the Lord。What should I speak？
等候主说我要讲什么
？He struggled。
他在那里挣扎。
Because he felt，
因为他感觉
，the grace of God was not sufficient。
神的恩典不够他用。
He struggled before the Lord。
他在主面前挣扎。
Then accidentally he raised his head。
突然之间，他抬起他的头来。
He saw。A placard there.
他看到那里有一块牌子。
It was put there by his mother.
是他母亲钉在那里的。
And it is said, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
那说，我的恩典够你用。
And the word is in big letters.
那个，我的恩典够。你用是一个够是个大字。
He told the Lord，
他对主说
，Your grace is not sufficient。
他说，主啊，你的恩典不够我用。
He cannot get over the tragedy。
他不能够越过这个悲剧。
But as he struggled before the Lord，
当他在主面前挣扎的时候
，Gradually he began to believe。That God's grace is sufficient.
他慢慢的，他就相信神的恩典是够用的。
Because the power of God is manifested, is perfected in human weakness.
因为神的大能是在人的软弱身上显出来。
He could not overcome.
他
his tragedy.
办法胜过这一件的悲难。
He was weak，
灾难，他软弱。
But when he was weak, God was strong。
当他软弱的时候，神的刚强就显出来。
So he just turned his eyes to the Lord。
所以他就仰望他的主。
And immediately he was comforted。
马上他就得了安慰。
But he forgot the sermon。He should prepare.
但他忘了，明天他还要讲道啊。
So the next morning when he went to preach,
所以第二天早上他去讲道的时候
，he had no sermon.
所以他没有讲章。
He just told the people what had happened.
他就告诉弟兄姊妹发生的事情。
And you find tears all over the building.
你就发现整个的聚会里面每个人。都流着眼泪。
The grace of God is sufficient.
神的恩典是够我们用的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Our problem is not our strength, is not our weakness.
我们的难处不是因为我们软弱。
How we mourn for our weakness.
我们如何的在那里为了我们的软弱在那里。发怨言。
How we try to hide our weakness.
我们如何的要能够隐藏我们的软弱。
We want to be strong.
我们要刚强。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
that is what our problem is.
这是我们的难处。
You are too strong.
你们太强壮了。
Because you are too strong.
因为你们太强了。
You think you can do it.
你以为你能够行
？You don't need grace.
你就觉得你不需要恩典吗
？And by that, you go back to old covenant living.
因着这样的光景，你就回到旧约的里面。
If one day we can boast of our weakness,
如果有一天我们能够夸我们的软弱
，just like the Apostle Paul,
就好像使徒保罗一样
，then he will find God's grace is sufficient.
他就发现神的恩典是够他用的。
So this is the new covenant life.
这是新约的生活。
It is very simple.
这是非常的简单。
The Apostle Paul in the letter to the Philippians.
使徒保罗在腓立比书里面告诉我们。
He reveals the secret of his Christian life.
他在那里把基督徒他基督徒生活的秘诀告诉我们。
And in the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 21.
在腓立比书第一章二十一节那里告诉我们。
He just said, for me to live is Christ.
他说我活着。就是基督。
He does not say I'm Christ as some people did.
他不是说我是基督。
He did not say I live for Christ.
他也不是说我为基督而活。
He said for me to live is Christ.
他说因我活着就是基督。
How?
怎么样活呢？
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
但是基督在我里面活着。
I live in the flesh.
如今我在肉身活着。
I'm still living.
我现在仍然在活着。
It is by faith.
那是因着信。
Not my faith.
不是我的信。
The faith of one who loves me and gave himself for me.
乃是因着那为我舍命的主耶稣基督给我的信。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is new covenant living.
这是新约的生活。
The simple you are, the better.
你越单纯就越好。
We are too complicated.
我们太复杂了。
My prayer is,
我的祷告乃是,
that he will make us simple.
他使我们变为单纯。
He will bring us back to the simplicity of Christ.
他把我们带到基督的单纯里面。
Do not try to analyze too much.
不要做太多的分析。
Just trust the Lord.
只要相信神。
And you'll find he is more than sufficient.
你就会发现他的确是够，他的恩典够你用。
The Apostle Paul can say,
使徒保罗可以说,
I can do all things through him who empowers me.
我靠着他那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
This is new covenant living.
这是新约的生活。
What a glorious life it is.
这是多么荣耀的生活。
May the Lord lead us into it.
求主带我们进入这样的实际。
Dear Lord, deliver us from our complicity.
亲爱的主，救我们脱离我们的复杂。
Teach us how to be simple before thee.
教导我们在你面前如何的单纯。
That we may be able to declare, for me to live is Christ.
我们能够宣告说，我活着就是基督。
And this is the way that thou can be glorified.
只有这样你才能够得着荣耀。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.